Welcome to Introvert Club, a place where introverts, awkward people, emerging adults, and anyone in between can come and listen to my creative rambles. I'm your hostess, Anissa Palmer. Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Introvert Club, Stress and Marshmallows. This is Anissa speaking, and one thing for sure, I like marshmallows. My mom used to buy them all the time growing up, like the colorful ones, the rainbow ones that had like... It said it had flavors, but it really didn't, but it's still fun colors, so who cares? I was like 7 years old. But since moving to college, I just stopped eating sweets mostly, ever since moving away to college, I didn't buy any marshmallows because it wasn't a need, it was a want. So I had to prioritize my budget and all that good stuff. Recently, I decided to do a little splurge, cut back on some things, and buy myself a bag of marshmallows. Now, with that, I'm living by myself, away from my family, so I don't have to share these marshmallows with anyone. The con of that, because that first one was the pro, no sharing, and the con of that is no sharing. I can just keep eating till I'm sick, which is what I did. Now, it's also finals week for my school, and getting all my finals together, heading back home to my family for Christmas break. I have just been really stressed out because I'm taking 5 classes and they've all been pretty demanding. And when you add eating a bag of marshmallows to that, well, I can tell you that it didn't go so hot for me. Like most young people, I have a problem with acne. I've always have. But what I've realized in my late teens and, well, yeah, late teens as I am now, 19 years old, my acne is connected to my eating habits. So if I eat a bar of milk chocolate, I can bet you my face don't look like a hot mess. If I eat, let's say, a bag of marshmallows, well, I'm gonna have some stomach aches for a couple of hours. And the thing was, I didn't realize what was happening until weeks after the fact. I was buying tons of junk food, tons of it. I didn't realize I was stress eating junk food. I always knew that I would stress eat, especially like if I'm in pain or I have anxiety. I knew that, but for some reason, I just did not realize my stress and anxiety was causing me to eat unhealthy foods. Now, I'm a small woman, petite, some people call skinny, willowy, thin, whatever. So on the outside, you would never tell that I'm eating unhealthily, only on my face, but then again, most young people have acne, so you really couldn't tell at all. But I knew it. Thus, when I bought a bag of chocolate chips and ate them over the course of a month, let me be honest, over the course of 3 weeks, I ate a whole bag of chocolate chips. That was the biggest sign of me telling myself, you should probably calm down. So I stopped buying the bag of chocolate, I didn't buy any more, and then weeks passed, months passed, and then I bought a bag of marshmallows. For whatever reason, every time I ate the marshmallows, I would get a stomach cramp. I would get stomach cramps. And I knew that eating them. I kept on eating them because, one, they were sweet and sugary. I love sweetness and sugar. Two, I bought them, didn't want to waste some money. And three, I needed something to distract myself from whatever I was stressing out on. And I was literally saying, you know what? This is going to cause me a lot of pain, but I don't care. It's a distraction. And in that moment, or in these moments as I'm like thinking through all this, I was willing to be in pain just to be distracted from what was stressing me out. And I realized, I'm glad I caught this now, because what if I decide to drink alcohol or do drugs or go partying, just some extreme, like to do something dangerous to numb myself, to do something that causes me pain, only numb myself. And that realization just came in the form of eating marshmallows. So yeah, it's really silly, but it just let me know eternally that I need to work on this. Stress eating is not good for me because I could be stress eating apples, but do I do that? No. Why could I choose to stress eat marshmallows, junk food, and other unhealthy foods? And of course, because of that, I'm more tired because I'm getting unhealthy sugar. I'm like not happy with my body because I know I'm putting bad things into it. Like I said, I have more acne and skin problems because of it, I'm purposely, knowingly harming myself in a small way just so I can have some momentarily pleasure. And so I had to make a decision for myself. I had to acknowledge the fact that, Annalisa, what you're doing is harming your body. You are aware of this. Now it is your choice to stop this. And when I said it to myself, I'm like, okay, I'll stop it after I finish eating the bag. And I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that. You just stop it now in the middle of it before you get even further into your, like, just eating food when you shouldn't be eating it. Like, I'm like, you know what, let me just finish the bag of marshmallows and I'll stop. And as I'm eating the marshmallows, my stomach is just cramping up. The marshmallows, they tasted so sweet. And I was too busy eating the marshmallows to do my schoolwork. So, hey, win-win situation. Not really. I was just unwilling to stop doing something that was harming me. I could easily stop. I could easily pick up that bag of marshmallows, walk to the trash can, put in the trash. But you know what my excuse was? My excuse was this. Well, I bought these marshmallows for, I don't know, 90 cents. It was such a waste to throw it away. So I ate, I had cramps, and I ate some more. And as I was eating the marshmallows, mentally, I felt so bad. I tried to tell myself I wasn't feeling bad. These marshmallows were delicious, but really, I would eat them and be like, this is such a bad idea. Why am I doing this? And then self-loathing started to seep into my heart. And I was just eating a bag of marshmallows. What's the big deal? The big deal isn't the bag of marshmallows. The big deal is what they represent. They represented me ignoring my responsibilities, being stressed out, and hurting my body. Because I didn't want to face, well, my responsibilities. Because they were stressing me out. And I even told myself, you know what? I am experiencing harsh, sharp stomach pains. But you know what? After I'm done eating the marshmallows, the pain will go away. So a little bit of pain, and it'll go away. Those are my excuses. And I wanted to so badly hang on to those excuses. But as time went on, as days and weeks went on, I was eating these marshmallows. Well, more like 2 weeks. I just felt worse every time I ate the marshmallows. I would eat them before dinner. I'd eat them the first thing in the morning. I would just eat these things. And it would not be helping at all. But I was willing. I was willing, not victim, because I knew what I was doing. But I was just willing to hurt myself. Harm, hurt, whatever you want to call it. And I think sometimes putting yourself through pain to achieve something or for whatever reason is okay. Like, let's say you're exercising and your muscles are burning, your lungs are burning. That is okay pain. You're pushing your body to a greater, healthier goal for a race or a Olympian or whatever. You're trying to stay healthy, stay fit, stay active, get your heart pumping, all that good stuff. And other pain is like staying up late for a report that's due tomorrow for school, and you have a headache and you're super tired. Not pain, but like your body doesn't feel 100% and you have to push yourself. That's okay. But what I was doing, I was pushing myself to something negative, and that was not okay. I bought the marshmallows because I craved that. I think now as I'm thinking about it, as I said earlier, my mom used to buy marshmallows all the time. And maybe subconsciously, I was thinking about my family, about how I wanted to see them, so marshmallows kind of reminded me of them. It could also be the fact that these marshmallows were only for like, what, 90 cents or a dollar, so they were cheap. And of course, that showed through my digestive system. But anyway, I had a longing for something. And a marshmallow filled that longing. A longing that I could have probably filled some other way. And now as I'm thinking through this even more, I realize how the marshmallows, like I just said a couple seconds ago, were a substitute for missing my family. And I cannot wait to see them at the end of this week, or next Saturday, next Saturday for my Christmas break. I'll be with them for 3 weeks, so happy. But even though I knew that, buying the marshmallows, I still let myself eat them. And honestly, I finally threw out the bag, and there were about, I don't know, 20 marshmallows left. I just had enough. I was hurting my body. I had to tell myself, Annalisa, this is not helping you. You need to stop. You need to find something else, a healthier substitute, a wholesome substitute. And some of you may laugh at the 20 marshmallows left, but even though there was, I ate so much of the bag already, me stopping was still a sign of me acknowledging that I needed to stop. And I just lost my train of thought here, but the funny thing was, even though I threw away the last of the marshmallows and I knew I needed to stop eating them because it was unhealthy, I was still kind of sad the marshmallows were gone. And I'm like, they made me sick the whole time I was eating them. The whole time. So why are you sad? I'm like, because they tasted so good. And I'm just like, done with myself. But I kind of thought that, like, I kind of saw how this was hurting me. I knew it. It tasted so good. I dealt with it. I threw it away. I tossed it out of my life. I knew it was bad, but I still miss it. And I'm just thinking, like, how this is was simply eating a bag of marshmallows, eating junk food. But what if I just think to myself, if I was in a relationship, a bad one, I'm like, well, it's a bad relationship, but they say they love me, so I'm gonna stay. And or maybe even like drugs or partying or whatever is unhealthy, whatever is, even schoolwork, even work, like whatever is unhealthy. I'm just thinking to myself, what if I like did this on a larger scale, and how would that turn out? This isn't some like, ooh, throw it away. You can't throw away people. You can't throw away schoolwork. You can't throw away work. So I just thought to myself, how do I avoid this on a larger scale? Well, one thing I can avoid it, I don't have to do it. There was no reason for me to buy those marshmallows. I could have bought something totally different. The second thing I could have avoided was when I did buy the marshmallows, I could have thrown it away immediately. Even though I was going to waste a couple dollars, or not a couple, more like a couple of quarters, it was still worth it because I wasn't getting myself into something I shouldn't have. Okay, so what if I, like I did, opened the bag of marshmallows and start eating it? Well, I knew I was hurting myself, and at that moment of me being aware of hurting myself, I could have stopped right then and there. I didn't, but I could have. So yeah, I could have thrown away the half-eaten bag of marshmallows. But here I am, almost out the marshmallows. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just finish these marshmallows off, save them for later. I'm almost done. But no, I told myself, these need to go in the trash. And they did. And even though I was so far gone and I'm eating these marshmallows, I realized that it's never too late to stop a bad habit, to stop something bad. Why? Because as long as you have the active choice and thought process of saying, this is bad, this has to stop, I'm stopping it now. If you can think that and you know that you need to stop something, then what's stopping you from stopping it? A lot of stops here, but I'm trying to get my point across just to like, I'm trying to convey that this is a choice I made. I was a bad choice I was aware of making, but I did it anyway. Just like when I bought that medium-sized, taller-than-my-hand Blizzard Frosty, I know I shouldn't have because I haven't eaten, drank dairy in months, and I bought a dairy Frosty. And of course, I had stomachache for days, but you know, I still ate the Frosty. But my point is, I always have a choice to make a bad or good habit. To start a bad, so start and stop a bad habit, and start and stop a good habit. There's always a choice. Even when there's no choice, physical choice left, there's still your mental choice. So let's say this was a relationship I was in. I'm like, okay, I physically broke up with this person. I had to mentally break up with them. Maybe forgive them, forgive myself. And I'm kind of hopping around subjects, but I really just want to let you know that there's always a choice you can make. It may not be the easiest choice or choice you want to make, and you may even regret making that choice, no matter how good or bad it is, but there's still a choice to make. Even though there are only 20 marshmallows left in that bag, I can now tell you that I'm glad I made the choice to throw it away, because now my stomach is happier, I'm a bit happier, and I hope that you can be happy with the choices you make too. I hope you have enjoyed this episode 7 of Introvert Club, Stress and Marshmallows. It was really fun to make and doodle about. I made this segment because I noticed that while in college, I have a lot of stress, and that's actually not unusual for a college student, and it just kept on building up until I started like doing these bad habits, and I wanted to actively get rid of these habits, these bad ones, so I just started, well, literally getting rid of them by throwing them in the trash. Now, you can't do that. That's all right. You can't literally throw your problems in the trash. Throwing people in the trash is not good. Try to find other ways, creative ways to stop your bad habits. Get an accountability partner, write them out, journal, do whatever you can do that's healthy and safe for you. If you have enjoyed listening to my podcast, this podcast episode, you want to hear more, you can find me on Apple Podcasts and Google Play as Introvert Club. If you want to find out more about me, Annalisa Palmer, then you can go to Instagram, and my Instagram is Annalisa_Palmer19. And I noticed I've been giving out the wrong Instagram handle, but that is Annalisa_Palmer19. And my Twitter is Anna L. Palmer. That's capital A, lowercase N-N-A, capital L, capital P, lowercase P, or lowercase A, L-M-E-R. So it's Anna L. Palmer. If I got that wrong, I'll try to correct myself next time. But again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.